Hello， 大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是 Winter。
I'm Colin。Hey,、mm-hmm. Winter, I'm upset to see that there's so much tragic news in the media recently. You know, like the killing of a DD female passenger.
Yeah, everyone heard this news is deeply grieved.Colin 说最近新闻上啊，这个大家都在议论这个滴滴顺风车乘客遇害的案件，他也很难过，我相信大家也都一样啊。
But what beats me is why Didi, such a giant company,、
yeah.
offers such terrible customer service.
是啊，大家都想不通啊，为什么这个客服系统就是这么滞后？
Yeah, beats me.
难倒你了，也难倒了所有人哈。那我们回到我们今天的英文学习中来。刚才 Colin 说啊，他想不通这个问题，用的句子是 It beats me. Beat. B-E-A-T.
It beats me why means...I don't know why.
Uh-huh. 所以同样的后面、也可以接 It beats me how, right?
Right. For example, It beats me how he does his work so quickly.
It beats me 是表达我被难倒了，我想不通的意思。那下次大家听到这个句子的时候就、不用觉得很奇怪。Beat 在这里呢并不是击败或者是击打的意思，而是指呢、something is too difficult for somebody.
Yeah, but it's an informal usage. Don't use it in an academic forum or, you know, some other formal situation.
Oh, OK. 那、it beats me 这是一个比较口语化的用法、啊、是非正式的、
yeah.
所以呢如果是在大学里面做学术报告或者是参加正式的学术会议的时候还是要避免使用这种、口语化的用法、啊、那么我们今天的 topic 呢就是来跟大家一起学习一下我被难倒了这个问题太难了除了我们刚才说到的、beat 还有哪些其他的英语表达的方法如果大家想要获取本期节目的文字笔记欢迎关注我们早安英文的公众号私信回复笔记两个字
The more formal expression of it beats me、would be it defeats me
It defeats me、相对而言呢比较正式一点 Defeat D-E-F-E-A-T
Yeah Like if I'm reporting a formal product assessment to a manager, I might say the instruction manual may defeat customers because it contains too much technical jargon.
举个例子啊，就是如果你跟上司要汇报一个新的产品测评，说到说明书呢，包含了太多的 jargon 行业术语，会把用户都难住，会把用户都弄糊涂。那这个时候呢，你就可以用 defeat 这个词来表示难住，使某人困惑，因为这是一个比较正式的 report 啊。
That's right.
好了，早安英文呢，还给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑，在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑，快速帮你解决开口难的大问题，遇到老外舌头不再打结，遇到 Colin 舌头不再打结。So, any other similar words?
Yeah, well, bewilder, it means to make somebody confused.
Yep, so for example...
Well, for example, men are often bewildered by a woman's sudden change in mood.
Bewilder 啊，也是常用来表示使某人感到、疑惑、感到糊涂的意思。B-E-W-I-L-D-E-R, bewilder.
You know, you often see it in the movies where...suddenly a girlfriend explodes with rage, leaving a boyfriend with a bewildered look.
戏剧高于生活好吗？你们男士太夸张了。举例说啊，如果你的女朋友突然发飙了，而你还不知道原因，一脸问号，不知道自己错在哪儿，那么呢，现在你这张脸肯定就叫做 a bewildered look.
Yeah.
一脸疑惑。
Bewilder plus、you add ed,、
uh-huh.
It becomes an adjective.
Okay, so bewilder 加 ed 呢就变成它的形容词模式 bewildered, 疑惑的、迷糊的、一脑袋问号的。
To perplex somebody is another one.
Perplex 也是使人困惑、迷惑啊 P-E-R-P-L-E-X, perplex.
Yeah.I'm perplexed by some people's high volatility of emotion.
有些人情绪起伏很大，确实常常让人感到非常困惑啊。Are you a stable person?
No, not really. what puzzles me, puzzles another、mm-hmm. one, what puzzles me is why some people are so moody. It's the same meaning.
Okay, so puzzle 也是一个同义词啊 ,P-U-Z-Z-L-E, 同样也是使人感到困惑使人糊涂使人迷糊的意思。那 puzzle 大家常常看到的时候是作为名词啊指谜难题或者是拼图游戏智力游戏等等。像在美国和加拿大啊很多学生其实在大学生里面也是一样大家喜欢买那种一本一本的 book, 就是那种 puzzle book,、
mm-hmm.
做那种填字游戏所以这个词还非常常用。
Yeah, so puzzle over or about something means to think hard about it in order to understand it.
Okay, puzzle over something or puzzle about something 意思呢都是苦苦思索以求弄明白某件事也就是我使劲想啊想啊想想要弄明白某一件事情
Yeah, and baffle I actually like this word, baffle
Why?
I don't know, it just sounds nice to me
Sounds wild
I'm baffled why you didn't attend the meeting this yesterday
Or your absenteeism baffles me
Yeah
我不明白你为什么缺席昨天的会议啊我们刚刚的例句是 baffle, B-A-F-F-L-E, 使人困惑使人疑惑跟刚刚讲的 perplex, bewilder, and puzzle 都是同义词。
One of the ways you'll hear this most is somebody says,、mm-hmm. this question has baffled scientists for years.
It sounds like BBC.
Well, then, you know, that's how it's
used, right? 对，也经常我们听新闻的时候说到这个题啊。这个问题已经困扰科学家们很多年了。
Okay, well, why don't we wrap it up for today?
Okay, good idea. 最后我们来复习一下今天讲到的内容啊，表示我被难住了，我很困惑的一些单词和他们的用法。
Okay, so the first one, it beats me.
Beat, B-E-A-T.
The second one, it defeats me.
Defeats me. Defeat, D-E-F-E-A-T. Be beat 要更正式一些。
That's right.、
Mm-hmm.
Next, bewilder. I'm bewildered.
Bewilder, 使人困惑啊。Bewildered, 形容词。
After that, we talked about perplex.
Right, perplex.
I'm perplexed by this question.
And then we talk about...
Puzzle, I think it was puzzle.
Oh, yeah, puzzle.
And then it puzzles me.
Oh, puzzle. P-U-Z-Z-L-E, puzzle.
And last but not least, it baffles me why you haven't subscribed to Morning English.
It baffles me as well. 如果你还没有关注我们早安英文的公众号，我们确实要弄不懂了啊！以上就是今天的全部内容。其实除了您现在收听到的我们每周一到周五更新的免费音频节目之外呢，早安英文还为大家精心准备了付费的课程。如果说大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文，可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文私信回复会员两个字来了解更多的英文课程。
Thank you for listening. I'm Colin.
I'm Winter. See you next time.
See you.